Bup, 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 intro. Bup, 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 sip and tell. Bup, 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 intro. Bup, 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 intro to Sip and Tell Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Ricky with Sip and Tell doing Mini Sip Episode 3, I believe. I just wanted to do a quick little conversation with you guys as we round the corner on the holidays. First and foremost, let me introduce the beer. It's nighttime. I'm going to have a quick beer with you guys. I say quick, but it's a big one. But this will allow us to do what we always do. Have a little drink and have a little conversation. Oh, man. So this beer I decided to do in honor of Three Magnets having their most recent anniversary. I believe it's fourth year anniversary. So I'm having a Three Magnets Totally Bonkers Double Indian Pale Ale with Citra, Simcoe, and Styrian Wolf Hops. This is a beer. Let me get it up there for you guys. This is a beer I had sometime during the summer, near the end of summer. And I had later on one of their other beers, which was the Tacoma Focus one, the Tacoma Aroma. And I mistakenly said that was one of my favorite beers. And that was a good beer. But this beer was absolutely one of my favorite that they put out this last summer. So, let me. The aroma is good. You can smell the citrus hops. Damn it. It's such a good beer. I can't even tell you exactly what it is about it that kills it, but there's something on this beer that did such a good job. And I would say that typically my favorite hops are Mosaic. I had a Mosaic heavy one and a Citra heavy one this summer from Trapdoor, and I love the taste of the Mosaic. But this beer is just, it's excellent. Okay. So this last weekend, we had the Beer Fest. We released Mini Sip episode number 2. I introduced you to a bunch of new faces, Michael, Allison, Jenny. Jenny's voice wasn't captured very well. We only had the 3 mics that night. I need to get a 4th mic, which is going to be purchased in the near future. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't want to get too much into the Beer Fest. I'll probably talk about it a lot more on the actual podcast, which, that being said now, let me say that I plan on doing, we're planning on the next podcast being recorded, streamed, and released by this weekend. We're going to do it on Black Friday around 2:00. If people are interested, I could throw it up on Twitch that day and play it while do it live, but I think I'm just going to record it onto the computer and we'll go from there, and I'll post it later on both Instagram, or not Instagram, but Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, and so anyone who wants to watch it can watch it that way. But yeah, so this week hopefully we're going to do Deschutes. I have a couple IPAs. I want to get one of their Abyss, and I have a feeling we missed that window, but I'm hoping to find one of their maybe specialty beers this weekend before the podcast. When I say this weekend, but either tomorrow night or the day after before the podcast, find something that's a little bit different. If I can't find, I don't know, I'd like to do about 4 beers from a brewery. I fear if I can't find something like the Abyss or one of their other specialty beers, we'll probably put that one off until later, but I'll hit Copper Door and Pint Defiance and kind of see what's there. Okay, so that's the big news. We'll record it then. We'll have it out. I should have everything out this weekend. I'm getting better at editing the video side of it, and the audio side of it's actually really easy if there's nothing crazy like try and combine 2 episodes. On top of that, let me just talk about real quick, just like I said, the Beer Fest. a bunch of us went there. We met up with some of Michael's friends, and it was a stupid fun. This is our second, Amanda and I's second time going there. The main reason we love this beer fest is because as much as I like the beer fests up in, well, basically everywhere, we have the Redmond run we hit every year. We have, there's a couple in Seattle we've been trying to hit. Hops and Props is one of them. There's a big Cascade one up there and stuff like that. And then there's a couple, and like there's one in Tumwater that we go to. There's one in Shelton. It's not, that's the Oktoberfest. It's not really, it's beer fest light, I'll call it. But we're there for the food more than we are the beer. But the beer is the added bonus. As much as I love those beer fests, and like the Redmond one is absolutely up there as one of my absolute favorite beer fests. It's so much fun because it's outdoors and it's huge, and you have a ton of beer. And it's great food trucks, and it's the best is when it's sunny, but even when it's rainy, somehow it's a lot of fun. As much as I love that beer fest, the biggest challenge is that's a 45-minute drive from home. If we plan on sleeping on our in our bed that night, we have to have one of us be sober. The cool thing about the Tacoma Beer Fest is it's literally right down the road. So if we both get stupid drunk, it doesn't matter. We'll just take a lift home. We'll take a lift there. And it's awesome. It's perfect. It's exactly what I want from a beer fest for my wife and I be able to have as much fun as we want. So this year we were able to bring people with us. The cool thing about this beer fest is it's a lot of dark beers, a lot of Cascade, a lot of like winter ale stuff. And overall, I found a lot of good beers. We tried all the stuff that, I say all the stuff, a good chunk that Fremont had, which was their Ba-Bomb. This is my first time trying Rusty Nail. Oh my God, Rusty Nail is awesome. That cinnamon flavor that comes with it is so good. I would highly suggest, I mean, anything Fremont is worth it. We have a bottle of the Dark Star, and it looks like they're waxing up the Ba-Bomb. Both definitely worth it. I mean, I'm when it comes to beer buying right now, I'm trying to be a little more, I don't want to say frugal because I know that's not the right word. I'm trying to buy more six packs because then you have 12-ounce beers versus these monsters, these 6-ounce beers. It's easier to drink one of those when I've had, well, like on the weekend, that's when I do most of my beer drinking. This is a Wednesday night. I'm having a beer. It's kind of, or Tuesday night. I'm sorry. It's not even Wednesday yet. I'm willing to make the sacrifice for a podcast type thing. But typically most of my beer drinking comes on the weekend, and there's having two of these is 32 ounces of beer. And that's more beer than I usually need on. And again, usually what's going to happen is I'm have a beer with Amanda, which means I'm getting at least 12 ounces of beer there. And then I would have my own beer. And then it's like, well, I really don't need another 16-ounce beer. So a 12-ounce beer kind of works in that situation. But that's neither here nor there. That's all me being dumb. Either way, I've been trying to be, I joined up for this Taver thing. So I've been trying to be a little more cautious about how I buy beers. Instead, we have a fridge full of beers for Amanda and I to split. I still have, I think, another 4 IPAs in there for me to drink. And as much as I want to try every beer that ever comes out in the Northwest, there is a point where I have to go, maybe I don't need to try that beer. And maybe I don't need to spend $40 a week at Pint Defiance or Ollie Tap Room or Copper Door or whatever the place is. Plus, if we're going out to breweries and on top of that, it all starts adding up quickly. So, my main focus for beer this last month has been Taver, because my goal is to max out that case. Once I bought my first beer, I knew I needed to max out that case as much as possible. My goal has been I've probably spent more than I should. But it's different. It's made it so I'm not going to, I feel like I need to go to Ollie Tap Room or Pint Defiance every week and buy $20 worth of beer. And then when I actually get my first delivery, it's going to be a lot of beer, and it's going to take a long time for me to finish off. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's probably spending more than I should, but it's causing me to spend less in a different way. Either way, I'm intrigued by Taver. I'm excited to try it out. I've been looking at my box, my crate. It's quite filled out. I'm most excited right now. Let me actually, I will pull up the app and so I can look at what there is. I got Toppling Giant is what pushed me over the edge. I was the one that was like, I got to try this because I really, really, really want to try Toppling Giant. Toppling Giant was definitely one of those bucket list beers for me. And so I'm very excited about trying that one. I only got one Toppling Giant because there was another one in there and I was like, I'll get it later. And then it went on the wait list the next day and I wasn't prepared and I'm super bummed out about that. But nonetheless, I got a bunch of Anchorage beers in there. There's a ton of porters and stouts and barrel aged stuff for Amanda and I try. And already on the list of features beers right now, there are two other beers I want to get, which is the Queen Hazel. It's an Imperial Stout that just, I mean, how, I don't know how good it is, but how they describe it is mouthwatering. It's like, it's just the description of it alone is making me want to buy it. And then there's another IPA, but like, once again, the problem is, as much as I love IPAs, I don't know if it's realistic and I'll try every one. And I've been trying to be a little more cautious about, because I bought a couple expensive IPAs and then I was like, man, I would never spend, if I went to a Pint Defiance today, I would never spend $7 on a single IPA that's only 16 ounces. Even if it was like one of my top beers, I would be hesitant to spend that kind of money. So I'm trying to be a little more cautious. If it's two for $12, I'm buying those ones. Two for $10 is almost a guaranteed buy. And it's the two for 12 that gets a little iffy. Either way, that's enough talk about Taver. I'm super excited. When the box comes, I'm going to do, instead of me doing the mini sip like this, I'm going to go back over to the table and I'm going to do a box opening for you guys. I think that'd be a ton of fun. It's not like it's going to be a surprise. I know exactly what I'm ordering, but it's just one of those things. I'm really excited about it. It's like a Christmas present to myself, I guess. But yeah, I've been trying to be a little more cautious about how I'm spending beer. I've been buying beer. I've been wanting to do a lot more brewery visits. And I mean, there's a stupid amount of breweries in Tacoma. And then there's, if you take Tacoma as my epicenter and then spread out from there, you have stuff in Lakewood popping up. You have stuff way south of Lakewood down in Olympia, where like you have a couple of my favorite breweries with right next to each other with Matchless and Triceratops. And then up the road, you have Three Magnets. Up the road further than that, you have Top Rung. And these are just, I mean, these are all bangers when it comes to beer for me. And then you start hitting in Seattle. And I don't remember if I talked about Lantern Brewing. I don't think I did. But Lantern Brewing is really cool. That's where our friends is. That's probably the furthest north Seattle that I've been up to for beer. And then you start walking it backwards and you just have 1,000 breweries in Seattle. Most of them I haven't been to. And I just want to go make a trip and visit all of them. Most of them I've seen at Brewfests. And I'm like, I just need to go up there and try them all. But your weekends disappear so quickly if you're not careful. So let's cover a couple of the breweries I visited real quick, and then I'm going to do some brewery goals I have, and then I'll probably close out for the night. First, we went to Lowercase Brewing, and I feel like I talked about that, but I don't know for sure. Lowercase Brewing is in South Seattle. It's a really cool area. It's basically, there are so many breweries in that small area. So you have Lowercase Brewing, I would say is the furthest south in that area. And then up maybe two blocks, you have one called like Machine House Brewing. And then somewhere around there, and I think it's two blocks to the west, you have Jellyfish. And then somewhere around there, you have, I think it was Georgetown. And a little bit further up, you have Elysian. So, I mean, there's a ton of breweries in that small area. And I would love to go do like a little tour of all of those. Lowercase is awesome. They didn't have, I'm trying to think, there were, we had IPAs and stuff like that. I'll just talk about the most interesting beer that they had. They have, instead of a pumpkin beer, they have a squash ale. And I mean, squash and pumpkins, they're not very different. It's, you have that kind of, that whole world is pretty similar. And it's just, it had such a great flavor to it that it reminded me of fall so much. And it's fun because it's not pumpkin beer. I mean, I have nothing against pumpkin beer. I don't know. I guess I'm indifferent to pumpkin beer. My wife loves pumpkin beer, but it's always been one of those things where I've had the Dogfish Head one, and I really like that one, but the rest of them, I'm kind of like, eh, they're okay. With all that being said, Lowercase, great brewery. I forgot to say this. They had some of the best. I'm not typically a lager person, but they had some of the best tasting lagers I've ever had. And I mean, to the point that I was like, holy cow, this is what every lager should taste like. Because there's just had, it was, and maybe, I guess the argument can be made that it's not a traditional lager at that point, but it was so flavorful and so rich and so good. And I can't even give you the words that, because it was just like, it was a very refreshing lager, but not hoppy and nothing like that. Amanda liked that lager and I loved that lager. But yeah, so Lowercase Brewing is awesome. The other day, I ended up in Seattle or Kent with because my parents are in town and they wanted to, like, they support my beer drinking and my podcast having and all that stuff. So they wanted to go do something with us to one of the breweries. We couldn't go super far away from some area, but I decided on Airways because I know they had also really good food. We split a non-Airways beer at first, which was the Dark Persuasion by Icicle Brewing, which is now another brewery I'd like to visit. But they're over in Leavenworth, if I'm not mistaken. And then I had a double IPA there, something Queen. I can't remember the name. Queen of the Skies or something like that. Delicious. Just another great double IPA. I've had really good experiences with everything from Airways, and this one did not disappoint at all. On top of that, we had just great food there. And if you're in the area, I would highly suggest Airways to anyone because it's just good beer, good food, smaller microbrew feeling, but the people there are stupid friendly. They're so good to their customers, and I would highly suggest just visiting there. Okay, so as we wrap up, I have a couple beer goals that I think I could accomplish. I'm gonna go smaller. I like my overarching beer goals is to hit like Portland. Like in the very near future, I want to go to Portland so badly. Now, especially now that I know that Great Notion's down there. But even just at this point, the big two in Portland I want to hit up are Trapdoor, and that's in Vancouver. Because, man, they have some really good beers. And Great Notion. But like if we're down there, you have so much good Portland beer. From Base Camp, from Modern Times. Oh my God, I love Modern Times. I mean, there's just so much good Portland beer. So that's like big picture bucket list stuff. But if I was going to go goals, I guess this isn't bucket list. This is more goals. So there's two breweries in Tacoma I would like to hit up again. And I would even potentially add a third one on that. But I'm going to limit it down to the kind of 3 to 4 goals. So first, I want to visit Wingman. So Wingman is a brewery that I visited. I can't even tell you exactly the time frame. It had to be shortly after we moved into this house. I don't know the exact, like I said, the time frame is a little spotty. But shortly after we moved into this house, we started hitting up all the breweries around us. And Wingman was right down the street, so it was an easy pick. But it was one that we did and then went somewhere else. I can't tell you the exact experience that we have, but I was looking through my Yelp review, and I didn't give it a good review. I could look it up. But I mean, it wasn't a solid review at all. And I don't know, I couldn't tell you why exactly, but I know that it was one of those ones I was like, I didn't like this place. And it probably kind of falls in the, and it probably fell in the category of a beer that's good. Let me see. Yeah, see, okay, so I don't know. I can't tell you the first experience. And I don't think, I think we made two trips there, but I can't remember. Either way, it was non-memorable. Let's just throw it that way. My problem with it was later on, they released something called the Kraken or the Dark something, something that had a Kraken on the image. And I tried it and I was like, ah, this is an okay beer. So wipe all that out. That's where my mindset is. I'm like, Wingman's okay. When we're at the Beer Fest a week and a half ago, I decided to try a couple Wingman because I mean, I had a whole list of beers I want to try. I tried a couple Wingman, and they have this winter beer called Noel that I fell in love with. I really, really, really enjoyed it. There's a chance I was too inebriated to remember, but I thoroughly enjoyed that beer. And I was like, I've been sleeping on Wingman for too long. I need to give him another shot. So my goal is to visit Wingman again. That's goal number one. Goal number two is to visit Dunnigan Brewing. I think it's Dunnigan Brewing. It's something like Dunnigan Brewing in Tacoma. So, like I said, there's too many breweries in Tacoma, and Dunnigan is one of those ones. It's a smaller brewery. It's off Commerce Street. We've only been there once, but the time we went there, everything we had was really good. They do a lot of I mean, I would throw them in that. I'm such a bad like location plant idea when it comes to beer. I would say they're kind of old English style, a lot of like heavy stouts and like ambers and ESBs and stuff like that. Stuff I would go like, ah, that's kind of like on the English style of beer. Everything we had was really good, just a really good, well-crafted beer. And someone on Instagram, I want to say it was Tacoma Hops, went there this weekend, and I saw the pictures, and I was like, oh my God, it's been so long since I've been there, and I need to make a trip. Yeah, Tacoma Hops. I'm throwing a shout out to Tacoma Hops on this one. And I saw it, and I was like, I got to get back there. With that being said, that's number two. And I once again, I think I get these two probably this weekend. There won't be a mini sip this weekend because we have the podcasting went out. So I guess I have until the following weekend to try to make this happen. That would definitely be goal number two. Soft goal number three. This one isn't as important. I've been to Odd Otter for a while, and I love Odd Otter, but the last couple times we've gone in there, it kind of felt like it's. And I'm ho I, my guess is partially that had to do with the Beer Fest season. There's been a lot of, like, part of what made Odd Otter so cool was that they did a lot of unique beers, but there was the last couple times have been a lot of samey beers, and nothing really special, nothing that's really been standing out. So I'm hoping to go there. I saw that they had new pale ale. They should have their winter face up, and I'm hoping they start having some of their barrel, their blind otter stuff up. Last couple times I've gone there, they haven't had the blind otter. And I know that's just barrel aged stuff and it's limited, but it's one of my favorite things they do. But either way, it seems like I said, the last couple times I've been there, it felt like it was like six or seven beers and the same six or seven beers, just their staples and nothing different. But I think they hired either a new brewmaster or a new manager. And either way, it's been long enough that I wouldn't mind going there. So that's a soft goal. That one is not kind of gnawing at me quite as much, but it's definitely something I would like to do. Oh my God, I'm such a nerd. I just realized my coaster I'm using is the same as the beer. It was one of the first coasters that I made. Okay, and then the last goal, the third one, would be on Friday's Black Friday. I don't care about Black Friday shopping at all. But Pint Defiance is doing some Black Friday stuff, and I want to be there for that. They have special glasses. They're doing, I think they're doing a couple special beer releases, including one that they're doing with Narrows. So yeah, I would definitely like to make the trip to Pint Defiance. We have a breakfast thing. We have the podcast and a little Black Friday shopping that Amanda wants to do. So it's going to be, my goal is to make the trip there. We'll see if it happens. Also, Fremont Brewing is releasing the Brabomb, and I'm hoping they'll have it this weekend. Also, Wander Brewing dropped their IPA Alive, which is one of those beers that I've been dying to get. And I threw it out there to the Bellingham people, and I got no feedback. So I missed out on that one again. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that they will have it at Pint Defiance, and I might be able to grab it. I haven't seen anything pop up on their Instagram yet, but we'll see. So those are my goals. I would throw in one final kind of soft, not necessarily this week goal, but maybe in a couple weeks goal. I want to go Narrows Brewing again. The first time we went, we had a weird experience where they had a very limited flight option, where it's like, I want the flight, but it came with like specific four or five beers, and none of them really blew our minds. And so that's another one of those breweries where I'm not even interested in this. There's too many other good breweries. But all summer long, I've been buying their special Tacoma beers. And then I just had a beer that they did with Edison Brewing Company. And that thing was dope. That was a really good IPA. That wasn't even like, this is a good IPA for Nero's. That was a damn good IPA. And then and that's one of the special releases, is that they're doing something with, I think Barry from Pint Defiance worked with them on bringing another beer. And I want to try that one too. And I'm just like, man. Like, they're doing good enough beers right now that I need to stop sleeping on them. I need to get over there. It's not easy. It's not a close drive for us, but it's not far enough that's like, oh, we'll never make it. It's right down the road. So that's another beer I would like to try in the nearish future. But that one's more soft. Like all the breweries around here, I would love to hit up one more, make another run at them. There's talks of doing a beer run across all the breweries, local breweries, with Michael, because he hasn't hit most of them before. But I mean, that's tough. I mean, how many breweries can you go through before you're like, I'm stuffed, or we got to get out of here, especially during wintertime? That's more of a spring or summertime activity, but it may or may not happen. Hopefully soon it'll happen, but it's been something I've been trying to do for a while. Either way, now I'm officially rambling again. Yeah, so like I said, this is the mini sip number 3. We should be up and going in a very short time on Friday. I'm trying to have a quicker turnaround on audio and the video podcast. I'm also trying some new tricks, which may be the downfall of quicker turnarounds. And I'm trying to learn. I mean, basically, you have to understand I'm a computer guy. I'm an IT computer guy. Editing software and audio and all that stuff is not my comfort zone. So I'm learning it as best I can. And I'm hoping to get better and better at it so I could turn it around quicker and quicker so I could get those out to you as quick as possible. Like I said, though, I hope you've enjoyed this mini sip. Sorry if it went a little long. My goal is about 20 minutes, but obviously if I start talking, I could talk forever. And I'll try to get the next mini sip should be in 2 weeks. By then, I might have my Taver box. If I have my Taver box, it will be like this, but back at the dining room table, and it'll be me kind of opening the beers and talking about them and maybe reading out some of the descriptions, depending on what I get. If you want to get a hold of us, we would love to have some kind of communication. On Instagram, you can message us. I try to post a beer picture a day there, and Isaac, Seth, and Ryan are posting a little bit more here and there. You could get us at sipandtell@gmail.com. We're on Facebook now. We have our Sip and Tell account, and then we also have a Sip and Tell page. Sip and Tell page would be a better place to like post stuff or ask questions. I'm on Messenger on there all the time if you have any questions there. And yeah, I guess that's it. I will see you all later. Have a fantastic night.